This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi today. The talks between the Prime Minister and the Amir will focus on various aspects of bilateral relations between India and Qatar. Sheikh Tamim will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. During his visit, the Amir will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu and will host a banquet in his honour. Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani reached New Delhi yesterday on 2 days' official visit. Prime Minister Modi received him at the airport. The Amir was accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review the status of the implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir in the presence of Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today. The meeting will focus on the current status of various provisions related to police, jails, courts, prosecution and forensics outlined in the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023. Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has been appointed as the new Chief Election Commissioner CEC as the tenure of the incumbent poll body chief Rajiv Kumar ends today. CEC Gyanesh Kumar is a former IAS officer from the 1988 batch of the Kerala cadre. He has served as secretary in the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. Dr. Vivek Joshi has been appointed as a new election commissioner. He is an IAS officer from the 1989 batch of the Haryana cadre. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed both commissioners. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the National Geospatial Knowledge-Based Land Survey of Urban Habitations, Naksha, in 152 urban local bodies across 26 states and 3 union territories in Madhya Pradesh today. The program aims to create and update land records in urban areas to ensure accurate and reliable documentation of land ownership. The ministry said this initiative will empower citizens, improve ease of living, enhance urban planning and reduce land-related disputes. The IT-based system for property record administration will foster transparency, efficiency and support sustainable development. The Minister of Electronics and Information Technology will release the Digital Brand Identity Manual, DBIM, in New Delhi today as part of his efforts to bring uniformity across government websites and digital platforms. The DBIM defines key elements of a consistent digital identity, including visual identities. The ministry said that this initiative aligns with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to transform governance through technology, ensuring accessibility, efficiency and a more citizen-friendly digital experience. To mark this milestone, first Chief Information Commissioners CIO Conference 2025 will also be held today in New Delhi. A new episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will be released today. In this episode, several toppers of different boards and examinations will share their thoughts and tips to school students on beating exam stress, anxiety and staying chill under pressure. Sharing the upcoming video on his social media platform, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his Pariksha Pe Charcha episode, exam warriors will share their experiences on how they successfully overcome exam stress and anxiety. In Hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian men's team led by Harmanpreet Singh will take on Germany at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar, Odisha this evening. On the other hand, the Indian women's team is set to face Spain in the next set of matches. First match will be played today at 5:15 p.m. and the next match is scheduled for tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Both the matches will be played at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium, Bhubaneswar, Odisha. In the Women's Premier League, WPL Cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last night. Batting first, Delhi Capitals got bundled out for 141 runs in the final over as RCB bowlers were in great rhythm. Jemima Rodriguez scored highest 34 runs for the Capitals. Today, Gujarat Giants will play against Mumbai Indians at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.